Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Job got healed. Job got twice as much as he lost. Right? People miss the punchline, don't they? What's the two big things you should have got out of the book of Job? Job was patient. What does that mean? He endured. We count them happy which endure. And the Lord, full of pity, full of compassion, and merciful. And didn't he come through for Job? Was he merciful to Job and good to Job?
Yes, he was.
I want you to go back to the book of Job real quickly and remind you of a statement. I could read it to you, but turn back there and look at it. Job 2. Historians tell us that probably the whole account of Job happened in less than a year. Maybe 9 months. Job had a rough year. Huh? We ain't talking about the man had a whole life before this. And it was wonderful. And he had a whole life after this. And it was wonderful. Don't make this his whole life. But he had a rough year. Rough year. Rough year. His faith was tried. Wasn't it? He was pushed. He was pressed. He was tried. You know, the enemy came and stole all his livestock and killed his herdsmen. And who did the Bible say incited that and caused that? The devil, Satan. And caused a storm to come and hit his children's house and kill all them. Who did the Bible say did that? Very specifically, it says Satan did it. Then why do people keep attributing it to God? These kind of things. And then he had all these sickness that came on his body. Who did the Bible say did that? Satan. Satan did it. Satan did it. And so he is pressed. He's sitting on the ash heap, scraping his sores. So it looks like he's lost everything. And if you read this whole account, Job was wrong about some things. He said some wrong things. He had to repent over it in the end of the book. There's a lot of things he didn't know, and he was wrong about some things. He said some things he shouldn't have said. But what do we see from James? What was the redeeming factor of him? He wouldn't quit. Oh, come on now. Come on. Can you see this? He was wrong about some stuff. And he was ignorant about a bunch of stuff. Sound familiar to you?
Yes, sir.
I said he was ignorant about a bunch of stuff.
Yes.
And he was wrong about a bunch of stuff.
Yes.
And at the worst possible time, his wife comes.
Yes.
You remember that? Man, he needed support. And what did she come and say? Job 2:9. Thank God my wife's not like this. Job 2:9. Then said his wife, verse 8. He took a potsherd. This is a broken piece of pottery. And he's scraping himself because he's got all these sores. And he's sitting in the ash heap. Now, how much lower can a man go? Then said his wife to him, do you still retain your integrity? Curse God and die. What's she saying? What are you doing? What are you still standing for? Can't you see everybody's dead and all the money's gone? Why are you, what are you still believing? What are you still doing? Just get it over with. Just curse God and die. Just quit. Quit and die. Don't you know he felt like it?
Yes.
Don't you know he felt like it?
Yes, sir.
Oh, but that ain't the end of the book.
Yes.
He didn't do it.
Yes.
He wouldn't do it.
Yes.
There's a lot of stuff he didn't know. And it was some stuff he was wrong, seriously wrong about.
Yeah.
Oh, but he winds up, healed by the power of God. He winds up with twice as much money and another wonderful family and a great life. Hallelujah. What does that mean? You cannot know a lot of stuff. You can be wrong as wrong can be about a lot of stuff. And you can still get there if you just won't quit. Does that do anything for you? Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. If you just, because how many understand, if you'll give God time and give Him opportunity, He'll teach you what you don't know. He'll correct you about where you're wrong. If you just give Him time, keep coming to church, keep reading your chapter, keep praying, keep serving, keep believing God, keep making your confessions, keep sowing your seed, just keep on, keep on. And you will get there. You'll get there. I remember, just as real to me, so it happened yesterday, when I went in our little house and fell across the bed because it was pressing me so strong. I had been broke all my life. My folks were broke. My grandparents were broke. Their folks were broke before them. I grew up in poverty. I had poverty mentality. We barely had enough for gas through the week. We barely had enough. I mean, we're hand to mouth and behind. Have you ever been half a nostril above water? And then something else comes along. You were barely making it to start with. Now, when you get behind, how are you going to maintain and catch up? There are millions of people in this desperation right now throughout this country and world. And I went and fell across our little bed and cried out to the Lord. Bible said, when you seek Him with all of your heart, He'll hear you. You'll find Him. He'll find you. I said, Lord, I know this is not your will. I know it's not. I know enough of the word to see that you are not the stealer. You're not the destroyer. You're not the thief. You're not keeping us broke. You're not keeping money away from us. You're not causing us to live like this. This is not your will. This is not your way. If there's any problem, it's on my end. Have mercy on me. Teach me what I don't know. Show me what I've not understood. Hook me up with the people that understand it. Hook me up with the teaching and the word and the ministries. Show me what to do. I'm asking you and I'm telling you, I'm committing with you. I will stay with you as long as this takes, but I'm coming out. We're coming out. I refuse to go through life being dependent on other people. I want to be a blessing. I want to be a vessel that God could use to bless others with. And it, you know, I didn't get all the answers that day. I didn't understand everything at the end of that week or end of that month. But the Lord began to teach us. And it seemed like for 5 years straight, He was teaching me every day something about it. A lot of it I already knew. I just wasn't doing it. And we begin to come up. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to God. And now the Lord using us to do things would never imagine. I could have worked myself silly with 12 jobs for 20 years. Amen. Did you hear me? And not been able to save and give and do and have. If you'll stay with it. I said, if you'll stay with it, you just keep believing. You just keep confessing. You keep sowing. Keep reading your chapter. Keep coming in. Come to church. Talk to your friends. Yes. Shout about it. Talk about it. Yes. I can see Caleb and Joshua sitting around the campfire. Can you see them? Out in the wilderness. 40 years. People dying. All their generation dying off. There ain't but a handful of them left. They've been out there 40 years and they're dying now. But year after, now think about it, year after year, 40 years, year after year, Caleb and Joshua come in at night, living in that hot, dry desert. They'd look at each other and go, I'm going in. You? They had to talk to each other. Right? They couldn't talk to the rest of this bunch. You need faith buddies. You need people that won't throw away their vision either. Right? And you can encourage each other. That's one of the purposes of the church. The Bible said we're to provoke one another to good works. You got to look at it, especially as the months go by and the years go by. You got to look at each other and go, it's always still on my list. Yeah, it's on mine too. We're getting it, ain't we? Yes, we are. God's still on the throne. His power is still great. His word is still true. The authority in Jesus' name is still above everything. Right? I'm still breathing.
Yes.
I still got faith in my heart.
Yes.
I still got a will to go on.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Because we won't faint. We won't quit. Can you see them? Caleb and Joshua? He'd say, Caleb would say, Joshua, tell me about that mountain again. It's been a while since I've seen it last. Tell me. Joshua said, oh, you remember them grapes? Oh, Lord. There was some grapes. He said, yeah, I'm going to put me a hammock. You remember that big tree over there? By that orchard and by the, I'm going to put me a big hammock right there. I'm going to put me a big sign that says Joshua's place. Caleb said, yeah, I like the high ground. You remember that mountain we went up? You know, the pretty one. Always got some snow on top. Yeah, that's my mountain. I'm going to put Calebville, Caleb Highway, Caleb Mountain, Caleb Town. And they kept talking it for 40 years. You remember it? And when all that generation had died out, they came before the man of God, and Caleb's 80 years old, 80.
Yeah.
And what does he say? Give me my mountain. I've waited long enough. Give me my mountain. And he went up and he took it. And they lived in it in his lifetime. And then his kids inherited it. Oh, can you say amen? Can you get there? By the grace of God? By your faith? By the, even if you don't know a lot of stuff, even if you're wrong about a lot of stuff, how can you get there anyway? If you won't quit. If you won't quit.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Perfection Through Patience, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1603-O. That's R-1603-O, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.